Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now partly cloudy and a chilly 29 degrees. Police say at least five are dead, more than 40 injured, after an SUV slammed into people at a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Sunday evening.
The SUV broke through barricades at the annual parade. An officer fired shots at the vehicle in an attempt to stop it.
We're no longer looking for a suspect vehicle. We do have a person of interest in custody at the moment, but this is still a very fluid investigation.
Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson, police are not giving any indication of a motive, and investigation continues. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A 24-year-old woman and a 30-year-old man were shot in an apparent road rage incident in East Wichita.
It happened just after 4:30 p.m. Saturday near Woodlawn and Farmview. Wichita police say the woman was shot multiple times and was transported to a local hospital in critical condition. The man received only minor injuries. The vehicle crashed into a fence after the incident. Emergency crews blocked off southbound Woodlawn for a time as police investigated the scene. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police say a body was found in West Wichita Saturday afternoon. A passerby contacted police upon finding the body in a field near Woodchuck and Irving. Police say the body had been there for some time. The coroner is investigating to determine a cause of death. The top public health official in Kansas has resigned.
Dr. Lee Norman has stepped down as the top administrator at the State Department of Health and Environment and as state health officer. His departure Friday comes only days before the state legislature was set to convene a special session on Monday to consider proposals for pushing back against federal COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Norman has been the health department's top administrator since Governor Kelly took office in 2019. Dr. Norman gave no reason for the resignation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Conservative Kansas legislators are trying to tamp down fears about the cost and other potential problems with a proposal to provide unemployment benefits to workers who lose their jobs for refusing COVID-19 vaccines. The Republican-controlled legislature is expected to consider the measure during a special session convening today. They're also expected to take up a proposal to make it easier for workers to claim religious exemptions to COVID-19 and vaccine mandates. The measures are responses to vaccine mandates from President Joe Biden, covering more than 100 million American workers. Amid a rise in coronavirus cases across the country, the U.S. Friday opened COVID-19 booster shots to all adults. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci joined ABC's This Week to discuss the COVID-19 booster shot.
We would hope, and this is something that we're looking at very carefully, that that third shot with the mRNA not only boosts you way up, but increases the durability so that you will not necessarily need it every 6 months or a year.
Under the new rules, anyone 18 or older can choose either a Pfizer or Moderna booster 6 months after their last dose. For people who chose the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the wait is just 2 months. CDC has approved the vaccines as safe and effective against the coronavirus. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Deep into the morning here on this Monday on KNSS Thanksgiving week. Now 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
The high end of the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area definitely down, because I'm seeing a 307 out there kind of as a high end, maybe an average around 305. I'm seeing here and there lower prices out there, but that average still right around 305 or so a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear sky here in south central Kansas, it is going to be breezy and cool throughout the day with a high 59. Clear and dry through tonight, our low 36, and then windy and warmer Tuesday with a high 67. The cold front arrives on Wednesday afternoon. That may give us a chance of rain Wednesday night, with temperatures dropping back a bit on Thanksgiving. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 30 degrees. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour. Today is Monday, November 22nd, a sunny day across central Kansas. Sunday, Wichita's high temperature was 57 degrees, normal high for the date 55. So if you think it's cool, not that cool. It's a 2 ticks above normal yesterday for this time of year. Of course, this is quite a date in the U.S. history. It was on this date in 1963 that John F. Kennedy, the 35th president of the United States, was shot to death during a motorcade in Dallas. Texas Governor John B. Connally, riding in the same car as Kennedy, was seriously wounded. Suspected gunman Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested, and Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson was sworn in as president. We'll talk about more about this in just a moment. Several dozen people gathered below the wind-whipped Wisconsin flag at Kenosha's Civic Center Park yesterday and warmed up with chants for justice before taking to the streets in protest of the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse. Demonstrators traced the route Rittenhouse took to the night in August last year when he shot and killed two people and wounded a third during protests over police brutality. They carried signs that read, "Reject racist vigilante terror," and "The whole system is guilty." A couple of the protesters carried long guns. About 80 people, some wearing ski masks and wielding crowbars, ransacked a high-end department store in the San Francisco Bay Area. Police and witnesses say the thieves assaulted employees and stole merchandise before fleeing in cars waiting outside. Three people were arrested while most got away after the large-scale theft Saturday night shocked shoppers at the Nordstrom at the Broadway Plaza Outdoor Mall in Walnut Creek, California. Two workers were assaulted. One was hit with pepper spray during what police say was clearly a planned event. Cell phone video from the scene shows masked people streaming out of the store, carrying bags and boxes, jumping into cars, and fleeing the scene. So what would you call that, Ted? Obviously, a mass shoplifting. Would you call it a mass snatch and grab?
Yeah, I think that all applies.
They've been apparently having, this is not the first time this has happened in this San Francisco Bay Area where groups of people have hit a store like this.
No one's going to stop them.
But man, you got 80 people. Wow. Well, if they arrested three of them, maybe they can get them to talk and they can round up the whole group. Well, 6:13 now, Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. And as I said earlier, this is November 22nd. For some of us, we'll never get over it. November 22nd was the day when the President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. And everybody says, where were you at that time? And most people my age will tell you. I was at Hadley Junior High School. We had, in those days, my fourth hour or lunch hour was also P.E. So I think it was after P.E. and after lunch. We were in phys ed and we were getting ready either to shower up or suit up. Anyway, one of the kids came running into the locker room and said, hey, Kennedy's been shot. And everybody says, oh, yeah, right. Thought he was a nitwit. And then pretty soon we found out it was true. And then long weekend, because for some reason we were heading for Western Kansas to Grandma's house. And so all weekend part of the weekend we were in the car listening to the radio, but then part of the weekend we were watching. Terrible Thanksgiving weekend. Terrible. But
so what day of the week did that occur on?
It was a Friday.
Okay.
It was a Friday.
It was after Thanksgiving.
I mean, we was in the house school for about another hour or two, and then
no,
I remember going out, and for some reason, usually, I was in the eighth grade, usually I'd have a ride home. Well, usually I'd take the bus, but I think we'd started basketball, so I had to ride home with Mrs. Harmon, Greg Harmon's mom, and I can remember the Ford she drove. She had a new Ford. Wow.
So it was the Friday before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly how it transpired. It was a Friday, though. I think Thanksgiving would go as late as the 26th, anyway. My memory is it was Friday.
Okay.
Because we didn't go to school the next day, I know that. Yeah. Hey, it could have been, I guess, a Wednesday. Now that my memory is, you know, this is 60 years ago. I'm not sure what. I thought it was a Friday. It might have been, you know, you got the holiday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been Wednesday, and then Thursday was Thanksgiving. Somebody out there knows. I can't remember. I guess I could Google it and find out what day of the week it was. But it was quite a deal. And then over the years, of course, at one time, I don't know, the 80s, I just jumped into the conspiracy theories with both feet. I mean, I read everything.
It was a Friday? You were right,
Jed?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. I was thinking it was Thanksgiving weekend. Oh, anyway, I jumped into it with both feet, and I read everything, Ted, everything you can think of, all the theories and everything. And some of them, you know, looked real good. And basically, it's a lot of coincidence questions. Well, why did this happen? Is it just coincidence that this happened? And so for years and years, I hadn't drawn really a conclusion on who it does, if there was a conspiracy and who was behind it. And then I just kind of left it and went out about my business. But then a couple of years, several years ago, Vincent Bugliosi, who I've always respected, this is the guy who, prosecuted the Manson trial.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp guy. He'd already written one book on the assassination, which they made into a movie, which I saw over the weekend called Parkland, about the what happened at Parkland Hospital. Anyway, Bugliosi wrote a book called Reclaiming History about this, and he had 1,000 pages of footnotes and research that he did. And basically, I've told you this before, about the first 300 pages, and it's a big book. He convinced me that I will agree that I think the Warren Commission basically had it right. That's what he came to conclusion. And this is one of the sharpest guys I've ever known about. And if he I think he would have been very open-minded about it. And whatever he found out, he would have gone with. But Vincent Bozio said, yeah. Now, what happened after that? The nation actually changed, Ted, in my opinion, because all of a sudden you couldn't trust your government anymore. Mm-mm. You couldn't, you know.
No.
You were skeptical about, you know, oh, that's not true. That's not the way your government was lying to you about it.
Yeah, and then that all dovetailed into Vietnam, and then that all dovetailed into Watergate.
Yeah.
And it just became this.
And it's still going on.
And there has never been trust in government since.
Yeah.
Basically.
One bullet in yeah, wow. Amazing how history can turn like that, isn't it? All right, well, we're not going to dwell on it today except to say that it is the anniversary, and you've been to Dealey Plaza.
I was just in Dealey Plaza a couple months ago.
That's if you know your history and you want to see something really interesting, just go down. And, you know, I've stood right on that street, basically on the spot, and looked from here to that glass window from where the president was wounded, you know. And you did you do it out on the street, too?
Oh, yeah.
And you go up into the building and everything. It is impressive. And if you're into history, you got to go see it at some point. All right, it's Monday morning. We got Thanksgiving week ahead of us. And I tell you what, Ted's got some interesting sports to tell you about this morning. Got some good stuff. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward, 6:18 here on this Monday morning.
Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs up at Arrowhead yesterday afternoon, taking on the Dallas Cowboys, both teams in first place. Dallas leading the league in scoring. We were expecting this rock'em, sock'em, high-scoring pinball game, and it was just the opposite. It was a game in which both teams' defenses were really clamping down. There was not a lot of scoring. There were a lot of field goals, but getting into the end zone would be tough for both teams. Chiefs, though, the Chiefs' defense, much maligned early on in the season, was in clamp-down mode yesterday. Of course, Mitch Holtis had the call of the game. You heard it right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Second down, 12, Mahomes at the Cowboy 35. Chiefs are 2x2, and a tight wing left is Kelce. Edwards-Helaire back in at running back. They're going to fake an option pitch. Mahomes keeps it and goes down for a big loss back at the 42. A loss of 7 yards.
Well, that wasn't what game I was highlight. Expecting anyway. But but the Chiefs end up playing some pretty stout defense.
Oh, yeah.
The Cowboys never found the end zone. Zero touchdowns on the day for the team leading the league in scoring. Chiefs held them to 3 field goals, and the Chiefs win the game.
Dallas's offense came in number 1 in the NFL, just 160 total yards in the second half. The Chiefs officially with 5 sacks, and Chris Jones had most of those with 4. Frank Clark had 1. The Cowboys just 5 of 15 on third down conversions, and the Chiefs get the victory 19-9 over the Dallas Cowboys. The Chiefs go to the bye week now at 7-4. And the world looks a whole lot different in the National Football League and the AFC. Kansas City gets the win, holding the Dallas Cowboys to 0 touchdowns in this game.
How about that?
So the Chiefs. I was already a fan of Chris Jones. He solidified it yesterday.
Oh, he was insane yesterday.
He was great.
Yep. Like Mitch said, the Chiefs couldn't get a better scenario. They go into their bye week, Thanksgiving week, on a 4-game winning streak, and they're in first place.
And you have Edward Solaire, however you say
it. Got him back.
He's making 7-8 yards a carry every time you give him the ball.
So
that works.
Yeah, in the NFL, if you got a running back and get you 5 yards a carry, you're getting places. So nice win for the Chiefs yesterday, here on KNSS. Late night with Wichita State men's basketball last night. Third place game at the Roman main event out in Las Vegas. A game that started after 11 o'clock last night, didn't end until after 1 in the morning. The Shockers and UNLV, and this thing went right down to the wire. The Shocks were down by 11 with 16 minutes to go, but a furious comeback got the Shocks back in the game, and then needed some late heroics. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull with the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Toto out front thought about it, over to Etienne. Jumper from out front for 3. What a shot.
Wow.
Again, another really long 3 by Tyson Etienne.
Yeah, Etienne went off in the second half. And then, of course, some more Shocker offense late.
Porter ahead to Council. They're ahead of the field. Council goes in and lays it in with the left hand.
Tyson Etienne ended up making a couple of free throws with 3 seconds to go, and the Shockers came back to beat the running Rebels 74-73. Came from 11 down to win it. Tyson Etienne made 4 3-pointers in the final 6.5 minutes of the game?
Definitely a physical game. I feel like Arizona was a physical game, too, the way that their fours moved. Definitely physical. I felt like Arizona was physical as well, though.
So the Shockers took Arizona to overtime. They came back to beat UNLV. Shocker head coach Isaac Brown says, pretty good tough schedule here early on.
Yeah, we got a tough schedule dating back to the first game of the year, Jacksonville State, South Alabama. I think those games, they were close, and they prepared us for another tight game. This game, the Arizona game, you know, we got Missouri next, Oklahoma State, Kansas State. It doesn't get any easier. So I think playing in a holiday tournament like this prepares you for those tough games you got coming in your schedule.
Tyson Etienne led the Shocks with 28 points. Wichita State is now 4-1 on the season. K-State men play tonight. They're off to a 2-0 start. They take on 15th-ranked Arkansas up in Kansas City, the Hall of Fame Classic in Kansas City, Missouri at 8 o'clock tonight, nationally televised on ESPN News at the T-Mobile Center. K-State is an 8.5-point underdog going into this one. College volleyball yesterday, the Shockers win at East Carolina, 3-1 over the Pilots. The Pirates, sophomore Briley Kelly led the Shocks with 29 kills. Shocks get their 18th win of the season. They're still in third place in the American. And the first ever football game was played at Riverfront Stadium in downtown Wichita yesterday afternoon. The regional championship game, 8th-ranked Hutchinson Community College beats 11th-ranked Garden City 49-19. Hutchinson on a 5-game winning streak right now. The defending national champs hope they have enough in the bank to get a bid into the JUCO National Playoffs, but only the top four teams make it, so we'll see if that's enough.
Yeah.
That's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:23 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Need help to quit smoking? That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 on a Monday morning. 30 degrees. In the wake of the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, marchers took to the streets Sunday in Kenosha, Wisconsin, to protest what they say is an unfair decision.
The group of protesters spoke and rallied in Kenosha, saying that many elements of the Rittenhouse not guilty verdict are examples of the nation's racial divide. Justin Blake, the uncle of Jacob Blake, whose shooting by a white officer led to the trial, said Rittenhouse never denied taking lives.
He admits to it on stand, yet he goes home. If it was an African-American young man carrying that style of weapon, there would be no court like there was none for Jacob Blake.
Justin Blake accused politicians, even President Biden, for failing to ensure equal justice, saying he wants to go to the White House to find out why. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Gasoline prices have remained flat during the past couple of weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg explains that despite the flat average, some areas have seen a big spike.
The average price of regular grade gasoline is $3.49, same as it was 2 weeks ago. Behind this average, no change. There were some downs outside the West Coast, but in the West Coast, some jumps, and they offset each other. For example, in California, the price moved up 8 cents. To $4.67 per gallon.
The highest average price per gallon in the country, the San Francisco area, $4.82 a gallon. The lowest average in the Tulsa area, $2.95 a gallon.
Two men died after the Ford Mustang they were riding in veered into a ditch in northwest Kansas and rolled several times. The Kansas Highway Patrol said the crash happened shortly after midnight Sunday while the car was speeding along State Highway 383 in Norton County. The crash report says 37-year-old Michael De La Vega of Norton lost control of the car before it hit a highway guardrail, went into the ditch, and rolled into a field before landing on its roof. The passenger in the car was 44-year-old Andrew Campbell of Colby. Both men died in the crash.
Police have released the names of the man and woman who were found shot to death in a car in Olathe. The two victims were from Tonganoxie, about 25 miles west of Kansas City. Olathe police identifying them yesterday as Angela Santiago, age 45, and Jose Arellano Rascon, age 42. Police have said that the officers found the man and woman inside the vehicle with gunshot wounds early Saturday. Police are looking for four or five males who were in a dark gray Ford F-150 pickup truck and are suspected of being involved.
Preliminary estimates reported by the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics show a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.9% in October.
This was unchanged from 3.9% in September and a decrease from 4.7% in October of 2020. For the fifth consecutive month, Kansas non-farm job estimates have increased. The hardest hit industry during the pandemic, leisure and hospitality, has recovered nearly 82% of jobs since April of 2020. The Wichita area jobless rate stood at 4.5% in October, down from 4.6% in September, with just over 300,000 employed. The Wichita area includes Sedgwick, Sumner, Butler, Harvey, and Kingman counties. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Many are planning to travel this week for the Thanksgiving holiday.
AAA says more than 53 million of us plan to travel this week, up 13% over last year, with more than 4 million of us planning to fly to our destinations. That's nearly double the number that flew Thanksgiving week last year during the first Thanksgiving of the COVID era. Despite higher gas prices, most of those traveling are hitting the roads. Stormy weather in the upper Midwest, though, could mean some rain from D.C. to New York, and forecasters say winds could impact some flights earlier in the week, with warnings of possible snow in the Northeast as well. The latest Fox News poll found that while most of us do not believe COVID is under control, 56% said it would not impact plans to gather with family. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cool and dry start to the day here in Wichita, it's going to be sunny and a bit breezy at times this afternoon with a high 59. Clear overnight, our low 36. Then breezy and warmer Tuesday with a high 67. The cold front will move through on Wednesday with a chance of rain Wednesday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 30 degrees, south wind at 5 miles per hour. 6:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS on this Monday, November 22nd. On this date in 2005, Angela Merkel took power as Germany's first female chancellor. That was in 2005. Well, people name their children, their pets, and even their cars, so why not slap a name or two on a snowplow? That's what officials in Vermont have done. They've launched a name a plow contest asking school students to help. Among the names that have made it on plows are Captain Snowpants, Yo Bro No Snow, and Jennifer Snowpants. The agency running the contest says the names chosen range from creative and clever to cute and silly. Schools that participated in the contest will get a visit from some of the newly named plows this week. Oh, boy, they get to see a snowplow up close. 6:37, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Just call it Mr. Plow.
Mr. Plow.
Mr. Plow. That's the name.
That name again is Mr. Plow.
How was the weekend, Ted? Did you do any PA announcing this weekend?
Nope.
Hey, how about that?
Men's basketball and volleyball are both on the road.
On the road this weekend. Of course, I had Friday off, and my wife and I were going to run some errands, and she said, we need to get this windshield fixed on our new car. So what's the matter? There was a little pinprick of a, you know, you could barely see it. I mean, but I know those things. If you don't doctor them quick,
They start growing.
So we stopped in. I called my insurance agent, and he recommended somebody to me. So we stopped in on West Street to this place that does windshields. And went in. There was a woman there who told us, yeah, we can do this. Bring your car outside. Yeah, so this guy comes out. And he takes him about 30 minutes, done a great job. Fix it up, bring it. So anyway, the point of the story is that I asked her, I said, dude, I thought you all came out to people's locations and did that kind of work. She says, oh, yeah, we did when we had enough people. They have one technician.
Not anymore.
One technician. You need about five to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
She says, we've hired three or four people. They come to work one day, and they don't come back.
They're gone.
Wow. I've heard that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. You hear this all over the place.
Yep. People apparently just do not want to work. Hmm. That makes it tough.
And so the businesses that are able to stay in business have to do more with less.
Yep.
And they have to almost overwork the employees that they can keep.
Yeah, one person doing the work of three or mm-hmm. something like that. Ah, we've seen that before. All right, here we are, Ted. Thanksgiving week. Thank you. You guys have an uneventful Friday. I actually got to listen to some of the show Friday morning. You guys were doing well. I was really happy to hear how good you were doing that Friday morning. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, you had a 3-day weekend.
Had a 3-day weekend.
Your validation makes me feel so good.
No.
Yeah, because Jad, he usually doesn't tune in at all.
I don't. I'm very upfront about it. When I leave work, I leave work.
Yeah.
Well, I try to. We can't get away from it forever, completely. 6:40 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. After big gains on Thursday, we saw Friday action was very quiet and two-sided for the cattle complex. Live cattle closed positive and the feeders negative. We also saw Friday's cattle on feed report at on feed at 99.8%, placements 102.4%, and marketings at 95.5%. These are very close to the pre-report estimates, so there was no surprise. And we should see no effect on today's cattle futures opening. Lean hogs traded mixed and lean hogs deferred contracts closed positive. On the close Friday, February cattle 45 cents higher at 137.70. January feeders down 45 at 160.92. And Feb lean hogs 82 cents lower at 82.47. Now Friday, the grain and soybean complexes did not make new highs for the week, and only the wheat and soybean meal closed positive.
This week will be a holiday shortened week, and last week we saw the March Casey wheat gain 56 cents, March corn gain 15 cents, and Jan beans gain 58 cents on the week last week. Now, wet weather, that is delaying and affecting the quality and quantity of Australian wheat harvest, is supporting the wheat today as we've seen new contract highs. March Casey wheat now 22 cents higher at 860.5. March corn up 4 cents at 581. January beans a penny and a half higher at 1264.75. January crude oil 22 cents lower at 75.72. December gold $8.80 lower at 1842.90. December S&P 13.5 points higher at 4708. The December dollar index is 7 cents higher at 96.09. And December Dow Jones futures 88 points higher at 35,637. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So, Tom, the markets, did I hear the markets will be closed both Thursday, Thanksgiving, and Friday, correct?
No. They are never closed following Thanksgiving. We're always open, but they shut them off at 12:05 on the ag market on Friday.
What was a stockbroker told me one time, a friend of mine said, the markets will never be closed 4 days. Is that right?
That is a rule that's why we have to come back on a Friday because of that.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good time that day.
Is that a good rule or a dumb rule?
I think it's kind of a dumb rule. Yeah. I also think it's kind of a dumb rule that we have so many different closing times on holidays for the different commodities there are out there.
Yeah.
None of them close at the same time. They have different openings on holidays. It's just confusing for everybody.
Oh, well, good. All right. Well, thank you, sir. We'll talk with you tomorrow morning, we hope.
Okay.
Hey, we got giving and accepting compliments, Don Grant. CFP, the money tracker, on the way. In about an hour from now, we'll check in with Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple and Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS. 6:48 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Football, Chiefs 19, Cowboys 9.
2.
Man and woman shot during road rage incident in East Wichita.
1.
At least 5 dead and dozens injured in Wisconsin as SUV slams into Christmas parade. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic conditions nice this morning, but at least 2 accidents we need to get you around this morning, so we'll tell you about these. Northbound I-135 at 29th Street North. Lots of flashing lights and sirens there. You're going to have to get over to the left. Again, that's northbound I-135, 29th Street North. We've also got an injury traffic accident at 143rd Street East and Pawnee. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown in Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 60 degrees. Clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 34. Tuesday, sunny and breezy with a high of 67 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 30 degrees. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Several times, one of the best bourbon bars, one of the best bourbon bars in America. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio at the Monarch. 579 West Douglas in Delano. Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Three people hurt after a passenger's gun accidentally discharged at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Authorities say the gun was found Saturday inside a bag belonging to a passenger. It discharged during the bag search, prompting an evacuation during which three people were hurt fleeing the airport. The passenger who brought the gun, 42-year-old Kenny Wells, has been identified as a convicted felon. Police have issued a warrant for his arrest.
Nice.
Apparently not a very bright convicted felon, and he didn't know that, hey, somebody was going to find his gun. Wall Street closed out a week of choppy trading with stocks mostly lower Friday, though gains for several tech companies pushed the NASDAQ composite to another record high and its first close over 16,000 points, closing up 54 points. The S&P 500 index gave up 7 points a day after setting an all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 259. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, giving and accepting compliments. Don Grant, take it away, Don.
Well, that's very nice of you to introduce me in such a nice way.
You're such a fine fellow.
Well, thank you. You know, people like praise.
They do. They really do.
In business, type A personalities seem to crave the spotlight. Even when it's bad publicity, they dig it. But when you give them or others a compliment, they have an awkward reaction. How should one accept a compliment? And when and how should they be delivered? Compliments and thank yous can be overdone. You know those people who deliver so many compliments, they become less effective. But for the most part, accolades, whatever you call it, seem under-delivered in business settings. When you appreciate something that someone else does, whether you directly benefit from it or not, tell them. It does not diminish your stature one bit by sharing some praise. In fact, it elevates you because it shows other that you're not so self-absorbed that you can't share. Well, it's great to tell someone that they look great, but don't compliment on their body parts. Tell them, Steve's over here cracking up, tell them how their jewelry or clothing looks great and how the and not how the new nose job brings out their eyes.
Love your new nose.
If someone is driving force behind a successful event or enterprise, tell them how much you appreciate what they have done and how it affects your local community and economy. The best compliment is when you observe something someone has done for others, but they thought no one knew. Even better is if it's something that doesn't directly benefit you, but you've noticed that it helped others. Receiving a compliment can be tough. I've learned, you know, that to accept it with grace. If a client says you've done a great job, it's probably not best to respond with, that's because you pay me the big bucks, or that's why you pay me the big bucks. Now, they think you're overcharging them if you say something like that. Thank them and let them know that it's a team effort, if it was, and include them and how they helped direct you to what they wanted to have done. And if they like your tie, tell them that you love it too and only pull it out for special events like this one. Saying, oh, this old thing makes them feel like you don't respect their opinions. Heck, you're wearing it. Anyway, if you have any questions, give me a call, 634-2222, and just ask for Don Grant.
That'd be a good way to answer. If somebody complimented me, I could say, you know, I really respect your opinion.
There you go.
There you go.
See? Yeah. See, you're complimenting them back, but you're also elevating yourself.
I'll tell you.
To their level.
I know about a wonderful group of human beings here in our city called the Wagon Masters.
Yes.
And tomorrow, from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., they're going to have the Wagon Masters, what is this called? The Holiday Smoke.
The Turkey Burn.
Yeah. Wagon Master Barn located in Cowtown. So people can come in between, what is it? What are the hours? 7 a.m., 5 p.m. And what do you do? It says you got
Well,
turkey
people,
there.
People, well, what we're doing is we are smoking 180 turkeys.
Okay, got it.
They've been donated, I think, primarily by Cargill. These are big birds. I think they had a surplus of bigger birds. Normally, we're doing 16 to 18 pounders. We're doing 23-pound turkeys.
Oh, wow.
So we've had to pull some smokers. We had to borrow them from friends. Okay. And we have other groups that are coming out and helping do this. And many of them, the Wichita Police Department takes to, people who are hiding from, just people that people who have been battered and, you know, that sort of thing where they're in an undisclosed location. And otherwise they wouldn't have had Christmas Thanksgiving and a nice dinner. And also I know that Benny Keith and Jimmy's Diner, they're doing all the sides. I mean, they've got mashed potatoes for years, and they're going to be cooking all that stuff. So they're going to get a complete meal. And we do this every year, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. And I hate to say, I think we're at capacity. I mean, we're having to do two smokes. I mean, a bird at 225 at 23 pounds at 25 minutes a pound, you know, that's some time.
So the folks who, how do you qualify for this? Just show up or what?
I don't know if that's a call for people to come and pick up meals. Mm. I think what that is just letting people know they can come out and watch us smoke turkeys and maybe help out. And I'm not sure exactly what that is, I apologize.
Obviously, you guys are just you're just doing some good deeds again for the community and for Thanksgiving, and we appreciate
and
that.
And it probably will involve beer.
Could be some beer involved a little bit.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah,
the Wagon Master. So there's your compliment for the day. I've just said some nice things about the Wagon Masters.
Thank you, and I appreciate what you say about the Wagon Masters. You look exceptional today.
It's getting pretty thick in here.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you, guys.
A lot of smoke being blown.
Before the turkey smoke.
A lot of smoke. 6:56, Steve and Ted coming up. News at the top of the hour here on KNSS. Kansas top health official has resigned. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.